And I'm your girlfriend. She thought, I'm like, she thought your girlfriend. I'm an asshole. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, I'm going to Brooklyn.
You're listening to We Die First, a podcast for black horror fans by black horror fans.
Spooky Squad.
Spooky Squad.
Spooky Squad. I still have a list because we recorded back to back. I feel like I have to. I'm not just doing that. Are you okay?
That's funny. Are you okay? That was good. I'm not going to lie. Well, since we're being very honest, yeah, we're recording this back to back. And Alana, like, you know, has a church job and she came back and was like, hey, I just bought you some. I got McDonald's. So here's some McDonald's for lunch. So I like just took a bite as you said that and I died.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry that I almost killed my friend.
Hey, you know, such is life. Life. I would have died the way I wanted to, laughing at
and
you.
And choking on McDonald's.
Oh, the American dream.
Well, I was going to ask you how you're doing since we last recorded, but I guess you're indulging on, what are you eating? What is that?
Just a little, what is this? A quarter pounder? I just slightly better quality meat than a McDouble, maybe? Mm. I don't know.
Is it with cheese?
But that's in, hell yeah, it's with cheese.
Mm. Interesting. You know, I can't remember last time I went to McDonald's. Is McDonald's being boycotted?
I don't remember. I think everything, okay, hot take, everything needs to be boycotted, realistically, in the world we live in.
Probably.
It's so hard.
Well,
everyone's,
I guess we're
bad.
Also confused if it's part of the BDS or not. I just don't eat McDonald's, really, so I just, honestly, a lot of, I don't feel particularly taking a moral high ground with the boycotts, mostly because of things that have been boycotted or things I already just don't participate in, so it's like, you know, I can't be like, you're at Starbucks. I'm like, I just don't go, you know, like, so I'm not really,
yeah, exactly.
I was not forced to give up really anything because it's like, I already don't do that, so, you know, but yeah, this is not an anti-boycott stance, by the way. I'm very much pro boycott, but I'm just saying I'm not better at anybody because I didn't have to do anything. I didn't.
Yeah, this isn't actually about boycotts. This is me just simply stating I'm not better than anyone.
So we have kicked off a new month. It is Alien April. Yes, we are. I don't think we've done very many alien centric horror movies. We did Signs,
but again, because it was M. Night Shyamalan, is this the first alien theme?
I think so. And I'm actually happy we saved it just because, like, you know, it's always challenging with a podcast like this one because it's like there are just so many great things you want to watch and take part in, but then it's like, but also, you know, you don't want to be so quick to do certain stuff, and then it's like, well, I don't really have much to mine from, so I'm excited to get into it. Yeah.
Truly.
This April is a long one, and we have, I'll just tell you at the top, because you would have seen this on social media anyway, but the movies that we have in our lineup, we've got Cloverfield, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, The Thing, Alien, and Nope. So if you're not following us at We Die First Pod on Instagram to see what we're gonna watch, you should. But also, just, you know, for the folks who aren't following, you know what to watch, and you can you know, watch along with us.
Heck yes.
Yes, it's gonna be fun.
Oh, you know, and just, I know we're gonna, I'm very excited. Spooky Squad, we have such a little treat for you, a surprise at some point in April. It is planned. Like with any plan, it could not happen, but I have high hopes
no,
that
I think,
it will.
I think this is going to happen. I feel very good about it.
But we want to keep you on your toes, but it's going to be super cool.
You guys are going to love it. On your toes. I'm just picturing you all just on point.
Yeah, everyone listens to podcasts doing point work.
Yeah, that'd be tight. Well, I don't want to just jump into it. I want to ask you, Andrew, do you believe in aliens?
Now that the government has come out, but even before that, I have always lived life. Okay, short answer, why not? Slightly longer answer, because someone asked me, I think it was the same conversation, and they're like, it is more magical to live in a world where aliens and, like, ghosts exist, so what does it hurt to believe? And I'm like, you're right. Also, because in everyday life, if aliens and ghosts empirically do exist, what my day-to-day doesn't change.
Mm-hmm. Well, until...
I could. But then at that point, you're kind of forced to believe. You know, it's not like a Jacob's Ladder situation where everyone's essentially telling you the whole time, you're dead. And you're like, nah, I don't see it.
I don't believe it.
So until there comes the breaking point to be forced to believe, why not?
That's fair.
But like, if then a follow-up is, have I experienced any alien things? No. The closest I did is I was convinced I was like seeing a UFO go. Like I was at some church lock-in when I was young and it was like this rainstorm and we're just like sitting outside and I'm like, oh my God. And I went and got one of like the like camp counselors, which also was only like a 20-year-old. So it's not like they were so much wiser than me at like fucking 13. But the guy was just like, that is a phone line. He was like, and you're seeing the electricity dart back and forth on the line. I was like, oh, well, now I'm more scared because that seems like a problem.
Right. Someone should do something about this.
What about you?
I do. Before the government. Well, did they confirm it? Or were they just like, we have reason to suspect? Or were they like?
I thought they showed proof of UFOs.
Wasn't that the thing? I don't know what to believe anymore. I think I saw it on TikTok, so I was like, this isn't real. Like, I don't believe any.
Tom DeLonge of Blink-182 has been saying aliens exist since Enema of the State, and I have no reason to not believe
it. There you have it. No, I've believed in them just mostly because, like, the universe is just too big. That, like, there has to be some other life forms. My belief in aliens is, like, I don't think they're little green men. I feel like they're probably just, like, we can't even perceive them. Like, I think they're, like, they're probably in some other dimension that we can't even, like, perceive on Earth. So, like, it doesn't even matter. Like,
No, I want it to be, like, in the Star Wars universe when it's, like, they're humans, but, like, just not. It's, like, they don't. It's, like, or, like, Star Trek, where it's, like, this is an alien race. They're essentially humans in every way, except they have four spleens. And you're, like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
I want the universe to be completely unrelated.
Right, it's like in Buffy when they're like, yeah, there's like multiple dimensions. There's the dimension that's like has no shrimp, and there's a dimension that just is only shrimp. They're like, yeah, sure.
If I was an all-knowing being responsible for the creation of all living creatures, that's
why not? Like, it'd be fun. Yeah, that's my opinion.
This is where Taylor Swift won album of the year for the 19th time, and this is the universe where people fucking stopped doing that shit.
My cousin did once make a pretty compelling argument to my pretty religious grandmother that Jesus is an alien, and my grandma was like, well, yeah, good point. Like, maybe. Right. So super excited to deep dive into all types of aliens this month. But we are starting off with Cloverfield from 2008, directed by Matt Reeves. It's a J.J. Abrams produced film. Which I feel like you have to call out just because it's like J.J. Abrams and he like, you know, it's a little dork.
He's such a little dork.
He definitely got wedgies. When was he born? Yeah, he was born in like 66. So like, yeah, he definitely experienced like 1980s level of like of bullies. So yeah, like he got like a wedgie.
Oh, 1980s, yeah.
got called the R slur probably.
I was like, rich? He wasn't rich back then.
The R slur is just it's rich. That's the funniest thing I think I've heard today. R slur, what? Rich?
Thank you.
That's like some like anti PC comic would make that joke like, oh yeah, because rich is like canceled. You can't say rich. It's like, what? Shut the fuck up. Anyway, stars Lizzie Kaplan, as you might recognize, as Janice Ian from Mean Girls. Jessica Lucas, who looks like Darren Robinson, who's been on the podcast. I was watching, I was like, who does she look like? I'm like, oh my God, that's Darren.
Oh yeah, my God.
They look the same. They're cousins. Do you see it?
Oh my God. Yeah. I do. Yeah, in the eyes, like, for sure.
Like? I'm like, oh my God, Darren. TJ Miller canceled. Michael Saul David, Mike Vogel, and Odette Yussman. DJ
Is Google, he canceled?
Yeah. He got me too'd. He sucks. I've always been annoyed by him, and like, not because I have some sort of like meter for like someone who's gonna get called out. I just was like, oh, he's annoying. Like he's a mouth breather. Like, he's annoying. I don't like him. Like, I feel like his mouth is always open, and not like me because I had dental work. But anyway, it's about a group of 20 somethings, hot young 20 somethings in the city, and something from the beyond attacks New York. That's what I got.
Yeah. This movie, oh, it brought me back. I remember seeing it in theaters.
Oh, you saw it in theaters.
I've seen it maybe once or twice since.
Oh, lucky. That's a good one to see in theaters. I unfortunately did not.
I distinctly, like, and when the scene happened, I'm gonna clearly mention it, but when, like, the scene where the head of the Statue of Liberty is just thrown through, like, the fucking streets of Manhattan just lands, like, that was one of the main trailers, and you're just like, what the fuck is this movie gonna
be
about?
Yeah, I remember that being, like, because the trailers were very, it was not clear what the movie was about. Like Cloverfield. I mean, you know, it definitely lead into like the viral marketing campaign, which, you know, similar to like Godzilla, the one from the 90s that was like bad. Do you remember those? That like marketing campaign? With like buses, and it would just like be like, its foot is this long. And you didn't know what it was about. It's like, what is this? What are they talking about? It's very similar to that. Also, for anyone who's never seen this, be careful. It will make you crazy. There's a lot of shaky cam. Which, for me, even a few times, I had to like, close my eyes.
Yeah, I read that. That was a warning. Yeah, like, theaters would be like, yo, this is...
Yeah, if you...
This is... this can make you vomit.
Vertigo, like Lucille 2, this is not the movie for you. It's not. But...
Yeah, don't even fucking try.
But are you ready to jump into this?
Let's do it.
I got distracted. Its budget was $25 to $30 million, and it made $172 million. Not bad. Very good, actually. But anyway, the movie starts off. We get this like thing. It's presented like it's found footage, obviously, but it's like footage that's like owned by the U.S. Department of Defense in the area formerly known as Central Park. And it's like, that's a place everyone knows. And formerly, what happened to her? You're about to find out.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, like this is about Cloverfield, like designated secret, super secret thing, Cloverfield. It's like, oh, government thing.
I also like to write, Cloverfield was just like a working, like, you know, like when they announce a project and it's mm-hmm. not the actual title, and then they're just like, fuck it, keep it.
It was smart, because it's like, because yeah, with the marketing, it's like, Cloverfield, what does that mean? Like, I don't know what that is. Like, I have no context for that. But anyway, we start off and it's like a recording, and the movie kind of keeps cutting back and forth because this is like one tape that's been filmed over. So you're getting like scenes from like when it was originally, like a one person's shooting shit, and then like the present day. So it starts off and it's like someone's like filming Central Park from like a very tall building, and it's like this guy named Rob and this girl named Beth, and they're like in her dad's apartment, and they just did it. And they're like,
ooh, they just did it.
And they're like, oh my God, like, let's go to Coney Island. You've never been there.
You've never been. And she's like, I live over like the fucking globe, like in like Lincoln Center ish. I don't know.
She's like, how close Columbus it is Circle. To Lincoln Center.
That's the thing that you would call it. And it's just like, and it's like, yeah, I could see this person never going to Coney Island.
Yeah, like, I get it. But I'm like, dang, I don't have to go far.
Yeah. I don't know. How many people have lived in Chicago and they're like, I've never been to fucking Navy Pier. Fuck
right.
That.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge city. I get how that happens. She's like, yeah, let's go to Coney Island. So they're like, they're just like, because they're just like very young and hot. And like, she's so pretty. And they're just like, this is great. Like, you're going to go to Japan. Like, I think you're great for it.
I know. This whole movie, like when it started, I mean, because up top, right, it's like we get like that cute thing and then we get like a month. The footage, the main footage is almost a month later-ish, right? And then so, and it starts off with some dude like, oh, we got to go to this. Like, we're hosting a party for the dude because he's going off to Japan. And we're just, it started off as like fucking HUD. I like that that's what the character is, HUD, for Hudson, but HUD, horrible okay. Nickname. But yeah, they're like, let's, he has truly, it's like the friend where they're like, we don't want to say Hudson every time, but you also have no other traits. So HUD, I guess. Like, we're not going to call him like fucking Bat Boy or some shit because he's like, I could know. But, you know, so they're all just doing like the, like, we want testimonials like from people at the party to be like, hi, like, we're going to miss you when you're off in Japan and shit. And then so it's just, then the drama of, God, what is Rob. The main dude's name again?
Because it's Rob, and then there's and his like, brother named Jason, Lily, and then HUD. Those are like the main like hot, young, 20-something.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Beth is like, ooh, she showed up with another man.
Yeah, so there's tension. Like, everybody there's tension. Is invested. And, like, they're like, it spreads around the party.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God, I knew Beth and Rob.
They fucked. Fuck. They fucked. I'm like, hey, yeah, I love how that became such a thing. Like, one of my favorite lines is when fucking HUD's like, you can't tell anyone, but they had sexual intercourse. And I'm like, this is
also,
fucking
it's rated
insane.
PG-13 because they would definitely be like, they fucked.
Like, yeah,
they had sex. Like, yeah, who says that? Like, grow up.
This again, like, because I haven't seen this in a minute. Spooky Squad, we were talking, like, Sonique watched this is the movie with
this
some
is my
frequency.
Comfort movie.
But it says so much. Oh, this really just centers me, you know. But it's like I totally forgot this setup up top, and I'm just like, I was like, found footage relationship drama. And, you know, because at this point, how much found footage things have we been bombarded with? And we will say that till the end of time. It's definitely where we are.
2008, especially. It was like we'd gotten a lot at this point. But everyone's like, turn. And then like, oh, Beth's pissed off because she's like, you never called me back. And she's like, you brought another guy to the party. And she sees them like, HUD's recording. And they're like, HUD. And he's like, oh. HUD's annoying. I'm sorry. Like, it's very much like,
no, HUD
are
is
dumb.
Like, because he's also trying to like mack on like Marlena, whole time. Like, and you're like the world is fucking collapsing around them eventually. But he's just like, so that was pretty scary. Yeah,
that's
right?
Exactly.
He's just like, shut up, dude.
It's very like, yeah. Like, it's very like, I want him away from me. So, yeah, so everyone's come back, and now, like, Jace, they're sitting out on, like, a balcony, like a fire escape, and, like, mm-hmm. Jason, Rob, and HUD are all talking about what happened with Beth, and they're like, oh, my God, like, she's so much better than you, but, like, go after her, bro. Like,
this was so funny, and it was just, like, you're like, this is what would, it's like, you don't know what'll happen. It's like, you gotta seize the moment and, like, ask her out while you can. Explosion.
You gotta keep the people like, you
what?
Love close to you. Boom. And I feel like this is the point where I think we were far enough from 9/11 that movies were okay with, like, let's see New York get fucked up again. Because it stopped. After 9/11, everyone's like, okay, we can't do that anymore. Like, remember, like, pre-2001 was, like, a really heyday for, like, disaster movies. And, like, then 9/11 happens, and it's like, okay, we can't. Let's stop. And then I think it was War of the Worlds where they're like, okay, let's do it again. Like, we waited long enough.
Yeah. Because wasn't there that one, never mind. I was going to say, like, when did the American Godzilla come out? Was like, didn't that have to be pushed back? Yeah, but it was, like late 90s.
Steven Spielberg was 2005. So I guess Steven Spielberg said it's okay. And they waited like four years. Like, we're going to see Manhattan get destroyed. And it's like, oh, okay. Anyway, so it's a big explosion. So they all go up to the roof, of course. They're like, what's happening? But then they see like a bigger explosion. And now there's like fireballs. And they're like, oh, we should probably get off this roof. It takes too long for them to realize that. Yeah. Like, we should get off that roof, probably. That is close enough that it should go.
The second, yeah, and it wasn't even explosions. Like you said, like, things were being hurled into buildings. You're like, I need to get off this roof. Like, I'm not watching. I saw all I needed to see in 2 seconds.
Yeah, we love a good rooftop moment. So they're like, ah. Like, the city is like a character in itself. And it's like, get off the roof.
these people fucking staring at the city like they just moved there last week.
Like, this is very much the era of like, oh my god, we're just like young and in New York, like, this is crazy, like, oh my god, my life's a movie, and it literally like gets destroyed before your eyes. Man, imagine if that did happen. Like, there definitely were people, like, not to get like too like morbid, who had just moved to New York like the week of 9/11, and we're like, oh my god, like, the city is ours. Like, it's like, oh, shit. I remember I live in a big city, and if something bad happens here, it's actually really bad. But anyway, so they're all, like, getting off of the roof or whatever. And they're like, is it an earthquake? People are like, it's terrorists. And, like, there's, like, a power outage. And they go outside, and they see this big explosion. And that's when, like, they see, like, the severed head of the Statue of Liberty being ping-pong along the building.
Yeah.
Apparently the head is too big. I read. They were like, actually, the head's not that big at all. Like, it wouldn't be that impressive. I mean, it was still probably fucking dope, but it's not, like, that massive.
It's still impressive enough that I'd be fucking terrified.
Like, oh, shit, that's a Statue of Liberty. Like, it should not be here. It should be over where they built it.
I do like, for the most part, that they were relatively not stupid, right? They're just like, we gotta fucking go. Like, we gotta leave. They're like, this thing's coming from that way. We gotta take these bridges now.
Yeah, they're smart. Because, like, we gotta after that happens, like, a building, apparently the Woolworth building, collapses. So we have, of course, like, the good, like, you know, 9/11 imagery of, like, oh, no, like, debris, everyone's running. But they're like, after that happens and it clears out, they're like, we need to, like, get the fuck out of Manhattan. Brooklyn is right there. No sleep till Brooklyn. We're going there. And we're dipping. And I thought about me, and I was like, if this happened to me, what would I do? And I was like, I probably would just stay right here. Like, like, you know, because where am I going to go? Long Island? No. Exactly. I'm not going to make it. Like, I'm just going to stay right here and hope for the best. So they decide to start heading over, and Marlena is, like, shell-shocked. And she's like, it was eating people. Like, whatever I saw, like, it was eating people. And even in they replay the little the camera to the people around them, like, there's a tail that is what, like, hit the building. Yeah. That's why it collapsed. So it's like, there's a creature in fucking lower Manhattan that's, like, causing mayhem. So they start heading towards Brooklyn. But that's when, what's his face gets a phone call, and it's Beth. And she's like, I'm stuck. I'm scared. Come get me. Fucking Beth. I'm sorry. Yeah. What do you think? Okay, are you going back for Beth? In this scenario, Beth
I think I genuinely
Beth is not a lot of Beth is
I think I've been up
of many years who, like, you finally slept with, and now this, she's stuck.
No, but also I think I would just be fucking. I think if I could logically think about it, no. But in the moment, it would also still be no. I think I'd just be too scared. I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, I hate to say it.
I don't know what to say. I'm not a brave boy. I'm like, also, as like, I know me. I'm not a fucking action star. I'm gonna be fucking shot by like stray military fuckers, or the thing is going to kill me.
You don't like to run.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. You know, it's like, limited energy. If I run to save you, I'm not going to have the energy to, presumably you're trapped. So I'm going to have to lift something off of you or lift you off of something and then probably carry right. you. I'm just saying I'm useless at this point.
That. And like, even as like a friend of, I'm like, I'm not coming with you on the suicide mission to get your like girl. Not your girlfriend. She's not your girlfriend. I'm an asshole. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, I'm going to Brooklyn.
Yeah, no, it's definitely like, oh, that plus one for the wedding. Oh, you've only been dating for a month. I'm sorry.
Like Marlena, I'm like, Marlena even established when she first came to the party. She's like, yeah, I'm just here to see Lily. So like, what the fuck are you still going with them for? Like, girl, go. Yeah. Get out. But they do try to get across the.
Yeah, how tight are you with Lily that you're sticking around?
I'm like, nah, like that's like something like a family's problem. That's like your almost brother-in-law. Y'all got this. I'm a head out. So as they're crossing, kind of cross the bridge, though, when he has the phone call, Jason gets separated from them, and then the tail from the creature like smashes and kills him, and like a bunch of people fall in. Like the bridge starts to collapse, and I'm like, one thing I don't like about this movie is how often the monster surprises them. I'm like, it's really big. It's like Tim Robbins.
Yeah. That's it. Like, you know, when it fucking, like, you know, they're going out on the bridge and it smacks. I was like, there's no, it like destroy, like the tentacle or whatever smacks the bridge down. I'm like, you had to have seen or heard something before it just all of a sudden came
like
out.
Like coming
nowhere.
Out of the water. Like I have a hard time.
Because if it, yeah. It's like, especially even if it was like coming out of the water, it's like it has to go against that pressure. So you're hearing like the blah, blah, blah. I was like, something's below us and we got to get out of whatever is directly like under us.
Right. But R.I.P. Jace, he's gone. So they get off and they warn him very Jason. Quickly. They're just like, Jason, no.
Fucking HUD. I'm sorry about your brother, dude. I'm sorry about your brother. We got to go.
I don't know why he said, like, I'm sorry about your brother. I'm like, just say I'm sorry, I think is enough. I think about your brother, like, we know, we saw. I'm sorry for your loss. Like, what?
Did you also, like, you know, because like, his phone died, and then they go into an electronic store so he can, like, steal a battery. We also get I feel like the first shot of, like, for sure looting. This might have been me just being like, did they just give him the stereotypes? But it did look like a bunch of just black guys in hoodies doing the first, like, throw a trash can through a store so they can go in and start looting.
Yeah, but there was, like, one white guy. So I guess they're like, oh, this looks racist. Let's
okay,
get
nice.
One white guy. And I'm like, okay.
He was the diversity hire.
Right. Also, they're in, like, Lower Manhattan, which is deeply gentrified. So I'm like, I feel like it would be, like, with white guys. Anyway, but they're like, they stop to go to like an electronics store because he's getting like a charger or whatever. And they see on the news, like what happened. And they can finally like really see the monster. It's like a huge like creature. And there's like stuff jumping off of it, like little parasite guys.
Yeah.
Like spider monkeys. And they're like, ah, and they're like attacking people. So now we got more than one thing to deal with.
Also, this is happening. And next to this TV is a TV playing like fucking SpongeBob. And I thought that was so silly.
Yeah, it was fun. So.
I liked that we actually, you know, it's like they didn't do like the don't show the monster thing, but they didn't like wholly show the monster. You'd like, cause you never like see its head. You only just see its like massive body. So it's still like left a little to the imagination. And I was like, I thought that was clever.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if we just saw, I think it also still could have been fine, right? If we never saw a monster, just things are fucking exploding and blah, blah, blah. But it was like one of those, it's like, oh, they showed the thing and I'm still nervous.
Yeah, no, it definitely works. I think especially from like a realistic standpoint, like you have these massive buildings. So it one kind of adds to just how big of it, like, the scale of the creature that you can't even fully see it because it's just like so big. But also like realistically, like, yeah, there's tons of buildings. Like you wouldn't necessarily see the whole body. You would see like an arm, you'd see like tail, you'd see like parts of it, you know? So I think it works. And it's the like, ooh, like what is it? Like where did it come from? So now they're like, okay, we're gonna go to Midtown, and everyone's like, we're in, let's go save Beth. And in yeah. the opposite direction of where we should be going. Like, let's go deeper into the city. So they start heading out, but then they end up getting in the middle of like the military is like shooting them the thing, and the thing is like getting hit
again. Seemingly,
didn't hear a tank.
An entire didn't battalion comes out of nowhere, and they just you know it's an army in mid battle in a crisis. They're shouting commands as they enter the block they're on. They were so these people would not have survived.
I'm like, this I know entire New York ordeal. City's loud, but goddamn, you hear nothing. Like it's right, they're right there, but they're like hiding or whatever while they're shooting. And they're like, go down the subway. But they could hear somehow. He could hear him saying, "Go to the subway" while they're shooting. I'm like, oh come on, like
yeah. So
they go down into the subway, and down there we have an emotional moment where Rob has to talk to his parents and tell them that Jason's dead. And oh, I'm going to go. He doesn't tell them they're going to save Beth, but I'm like, if I was his mother, I'm like, if you don't get your ass out of Manhattan, like, and leave that girl alone, like, that girl's no good for you. So yeah, now they're in the subway and they're like, okay, let's just like go underground instead of like, they're fighting up above. Let's go down below, which like, honestly, if they were only dealing with the big monster, makes sense. I'm like, oh, okay, that kind of actually, like, that's a good plan, kind of, you know?
No, truly.
But they're not. There's other things.
Yeah, I did like that they're like, because they're like, I do like the rats are running away from something, and they're like, oh, no. Turn on the night vision. And then I did like that shot. You're like, oh, man. Because realistically, right, he would be the only one that can fucking see these things. And he's just like, run, go fucking get out of here.
Which, like, fair. Like, let's not describe it. Let's just run. So there's a bunch of these, like, little, like, weird crab monster things. And
they make the funniest sounds.
It's very piranha again. So they're being chased or whatever, and one of them jumps on top of Marlena. Well, actually Lily too, but Lily's okay, but it gets on Marlena and it bites her. So like, oh shit, and like they manage to like get them at bay, you know, and they're able to go like
they're in like an employee room for the subway workers or something, like a break room.
Which I'm like, I guess they would have, I have no idea what's under there in the subway. But they like, they get down there and they end up like in a mall.
Yeah. I was about to be like, that's weird. Like, I wholly don't know the fucking blue line stop that takes you to like the Macy's.
Right. I'm like, where are they? I'm like, I guess, like, sure. I mean, yeah, some stops end up like in the building, I guess. So like, yeah. So they go up. And there's a bunch of soldiers and they've got like a triage set up and command center. And they're like, oh. Who are you? And they're like, we're safe. We're just people. And they're like, okay, you're not the monster.
yeah. Okay, good. We were worried you were monsters for a minute.
Yeah, they come in and we get a very quick scene as they're walking and like that you see someone that's like been like, we got a bite, and it's like someone who's been exploded. And I'm like, uh-oh. That's not good. But the soldier is telling them like, basically like, you have to clear the area, like you got to get out of this place, like whatever, like shit's going down. And while they're like trying to like argue with the soldier, Marlena's like, I don't feel so good, and her eyes and her nose is bleeding.
And yeah,
and they grab her and like pull her behind a tarp, and then she fucking expands and explodes.
I know, that escalated so quick. Like, you thought, you know, like, oh, like, there's going to be something. We're going to have a fucking B-plot where we have to say, no.
She dies.
just died. Also, it was also really effective because before this is they were arguing. You know, it was like fucking Rob being like, the girl I love, I let her go. I got to go to her. And I was just like, get the fuck out of here. And then it's just like, I don't feel good. I'm like, that was the energy we needed.
She's
in this
like,
moment.
Ew, sappy, exploded. Marlena went, yuck.
Dude, also, because you know, like that happens and everyone's like, what the fuck? What the fuck is happening? And then they're like, get that camera out of here. I'm like, no way the military is not smacking that camera out of Hud's fucking hands.
Like, no, you cannot have that. But they're like, because they're so traumatized, like the military guys, like, I feel bad for you. Here.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I too had a love.
Let me tell you some top secret military information. Because your girlfriend might be dead, and also your other friend just exploded in front of you. So he's like, okay, We got these helicopters. You know how, like, in Nam, how we had the last one out of Saigon? We're doing that again. And we love to do that. And there's these helicopters. And the last evacuation will be, like, just before the hammer down protocol. I'm sure you're wondering what that means. We're going to destroy Manhattan because we got to kill this monster. We're willing to do that. It's a lot of money. But we're willing to do that because it's that bad. So you know it's bad. So...
Yeah, you got to get back over 600 hours. Yo, get back. Yeah, just fucking
like,
say six.
We're cities. Time's of the essence. On. Like, you got to get back here. We'll pick you up. We'll take you out, probably to Jersey. Hope that's fine with you. If not, you will be toast. Okay? Comprende? Bye. He's like, it's like, thanks.
and he's just like, yeah, you all leave. You with that camera, good. I'm glad you got all of this.
I got you. Feel free to leave. Breaking my security clearance.
Yeah, my truly. Top secret. This was also at this point, like, they fucking leave, and I'm like, Lily has been doing and will continue to do to the end of the movie. This whole
she
thing
never takes
heels.
Her shoes. I'm like, that's bullshit. Never. Like, she would have thrown them babies out of the way. And that's why I always wear comfy shoes. I'm not even kidding. Like, movies have taught me, like, just, well, movies in real life, because shit be popping off, wear comfy shoes. Because I'm like, nah, I'm not wearing no fucking heels, so I got to be over here on my Carrie Bradshaw trying to skip run, trying to be cute, like, bitch. So anyway, they're like, all right, let's go to get this girl. So they get there, and she's...
They do, yeah.
Her building is fucking leaning with it, rocking with it. It is leaning.
Yeah. She's also like, because, you know, like, she calls and is like, I'm trapped, I'm, like, covered. She's not covered. She's impaled, but also in a way that makes me think she wasn't really aware of what happened because she, like, wakes up or, like, comes to and is, like, so shocked that she's been impaled.
And also she's, like, still so hot. She's, like, lying there, like, oh. Like, she looks like an American. Yeah. An American no real... She's, like, in her underwear and she's, like, all, like, oh. And she's, like, impaled. Like,
yeah.
Like, what? But yeah. Anyway, they're, like, oh, shit. Okay, so we're going to do... We're going to climb one building and then cross the roofs and then go down the other building and get her. I'm like, that's too much. No, it's some video game shit. That's too much. Like, I'm sorry. I'm like.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If I have to jump roofs after dodging the
and
military.
Like, skyscrapers. They're not even like little, like, they're tall. Like, no. But they're like, yeah, let's go. So they climb up there and of course they find her and kill her.
I also like to.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Impaled. No, I just like that this whole time, also, I mean, I get the movie would not happen if this didn't happen, but, like, HUD didn't even want to be cameraman, and then he's just like, they're like, just document the party. He's like, okay, I take this duty seriously. And he just, I was like, I would have ditched that camera so quick.
I would have dropped it at some point and, like, not even turned back, like.
Because especially when it's just like, we're going to go across these rooftops. We can use the pipes. We can climb on top of the air conditioning units. And he's like, yes. And I will still be holding this camera.
Yeah, doing that with one hand. That's crazy.
Yeah, is HUD actually an American gladiator?
What'd you say?
Is he actually like an American gladiator?
Probably. Me, my hands get sweaty when I'm nervous. So that camera would have... slipped right out of my little fingies a long time ago. But yeah, they managed to get her off of like the rebar or whatever, and as they're making their way down, they get like attacked by like the little creature guys again, but they managed to like escape. So they get down to the evacuation site and they're like, okay, like get on the choppers. So Lily gets on one, and you know what, I like to believe that Lily got out. Lily survived, right? Because she wasn't on their chopper.
Oh, yeah. No, Lily did.
Yeah, get your black ass out of here. So she got on that one chopper and she's like, hi. So now they're waiting and they go on to the other one. And as they're being taken out of the city, they're witnessing the creature getting, like, bombed, right? Like, boom, 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 bombing it. And, like, they're like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, they're getting it. Like, the creature's, like, falling. They're like, oh, shit. Like, yeah, fuck you, USA, USA. But then she, like, does, like, she has a Hail Mary jump.
Like, yeah.
Runs out of the smoke.
Fucking tackles that. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, and then the fucking chopper goes down. And of course, our three people are the only ones that survive, not these trained military right. experts.
And not fucking Beth survives.
These three civilians.
Like, her intestines, like, just hanging out. She's fine.
Yeah. So yeah.
They crash land.
But they're like, yeah. we gotta go. It's and like, park. Fucking Rob's leg gets fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Formerly, the area yeah, formerly known. Yeah, Rob's leg is like fucked up, and they're like, let's, like, we gotta go. And then fucking HUD. Oh, wait, let me grab the camera. Which again is crazy because he grabs it and it's like, oh shit, the monster's right above him. And we finally see its face and its weird breathing sacs in its head. That being said, there's no way we did not notice this right. monster.
She's like, she jumped.
Was like, there.
How, like, she get there. Like,
fucking right, teleport? Like, you,
like, yeah. Here, the ground would be shaking. It'd be some like Jurassic Park shit. Like, you didn't look at a glass, you didn't see a glass of water just vibrating. But he, yeah. Oh, shit, she just like chomp and he's dead. So then now like, yeah. the two of them, Beth and Rob, are left. They grab a camera too.
Yeah. And still grab the camera. They're like, well, thank God that thing apparently just took off the complete other direction.
Yeah, we have to carry on HUD's legacy. So they grab it and they decide to go under this like little piss ass arch as their like shelter. I'm like, you guys are dead. Like, just be out in the open. I would just like, fuck it. Just like be out in the open. So they get down there and like they hear sirens and the bombing's gonna start. So they each like have a little last testimony. Like, my name is Rob, whatever the fuck. And I don't know, I was at a party and like all of a sudden this like thing happened. Like, this is like what happened to us. Like, watch this. Like, I don't know. Who cares? And then, yeah. like, they're like, we love you. I love you, Beth. And, like, you know, the bomb happens. And then it cuts to, like, back to Coney Island. They're like, this was the great day ever. Like, greatest day. Like, Coney Island. But in the background, did you see it?
No. And I, like, only knew it happened because I read it. And, like, I found, like, a slowed version on YouTube. And I'm like, I can see it here. But, like, you on can, the actual you can movie, see
it.
I couldn't.
Blink and you miss it. But in that scene, they're like, yeah, best day. And something just falls from the sky and into the ocean. It's very fast. It's like, boop. And it's like, that was her. And she's like, I had a good day. And it ends. And yeah, credits. And at the very end, you can hear someone say, like, he's still alive. Didn't die.
Great movie. It's such I a forgot fun how movie. Fun it was.
I like it a lot. Like, is it like amazing? Like, no, but it's like a fun, it's a good popcorn movie. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what goes good what? With popcorn?
Yeah.
Black movies. How would this be one? I don't know, because, you know, sometimes we say things, right, where it's like, if it's just a fun movie, you know, it doesn't inherently have to be, because with saying something is a black movie, more or less, is kind of saying, is it commenting on something, or would it, you know, or is it like just for the culture? So it could still be a fun movie.
Yeah.
But then just little dumb things.
Yeah. For us. I do feel like there is like in the genre of, I feel like monster movies, disaster movies, like there is a lack of black people, you know, and I would like to see us like in more like survival type shit. You know, like,
yeah.
I love a disaster movie. Like, disaster movies are, like, my go-to. It's why I've seen Cloverfield so many times. It's my go-to, like, you know, night in. Like, I want to watch Deep Impact. Like, I'm going to watch Dante's Peak. I want to watch some shit blow up. And it's fun. But, you know, we're not in a lot of them. And it's a shame. Because I think it would be just, like, not, again, like, it's not about commentary. Because a lot of these movies aren't commentary. They're just, like, fun. But, like, I want to see us do some badass, fight some monsters too. Shit. Like, I want to see some, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see a bunch of black people. I want to see a black guy being like, that's the love of my life. I got to go be with her. And being people like, God
right.
damn.
Right. Like, I just want
you just fucked
right.
once.
I just want to see that. It's fun. Like, why not? You know, that's where I stand. And that's, you know. Yeah, I think it's a fun movie. It's like, it's scary and more of like the, oh shit, but not really like, you know. But also oh, fun, just like, you know, I love movies like this because I like to think of like, what would I do? Like, if an alien monster attacked, like, what do I do in that situation? I have no idea.
Oh, well, you're already in Brooklyn, so you're fine.
Yeah, apparently the monster.
You're like,
New Yorker. It's like, I have to go to Brooklyn? Like, no way. I'm staying here. I'm a Manhattan girl. Clover, the name of the monster, she's very Sex in the City when Miranda moves to Brooklyn. They're like, oh, Brooklyn, girl, darling, I guess I'll never see you. That was Samantha, by the way, in case you're wondering.
No, it's spot like, on. Oh, no,
the only obviously. The only bridge I cross is one in my pussy. I don't know. I don't know. What the fuck she say some bullshit. You know, that bitch, that slut.
Jeez.
I love Samantha. Yeah. Oh, the only bridge. I only go down on the London Bridge.
That was A for effort.
I keep trying. But anyway, you want to... the only lower Manhattan I know is my pussy. That's it. There you go.
This is why we workshop
take
jokes.
Three. I gotta take three.
We get there. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, man. That was fun. That was fun to talk about. I think this month is going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to get into, next week we're doing Invasion of the Body Snatchers. What do you think? Should we do like the one from the 50s or the one from the 70s with Donald Sutherland?
I was just about to ask you which one it was.
I personally love the one from the 70s. Yeah, let's do that one. Yeah, let's do the 70s. All right, cool. But yeah, super excited to dig into all of these very cool alien classics and a contemporary classic. We're going to do Nope at the end of the month, so that should be fun to talk about. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I am.
I'm excited.
Before we leave, Andrew, do you have any last words?
If the world is caving around you, don't... You can't risk your life for a one-time sexual encounter because you're about to have a very deadly alien encounter if you do.
Damn, Andrew said I'm one and done. You feel me?
Well, if one of us is gonna die and you call me saying you're actively dying, I'm like, oh, well, I guess fate made the choice for me.
TikTok loves to do those like little tests like, oh, ask your boyfriend this to see how he feels. Ask your boyfriend about this. Like, if I was in Columbus Circle and you had to leave Manhattan, would you come get me? And I was impaled in my daddy's apartment.
Oh, wait, well, if there's no alien, yeah, sure, I'll come save you.
Yeah, but if there's an alien, nice knowing you.
An alien, stories high monster, and the U.S. military, which, again, I view just slightly more accurate than stormtroopers, I will get shot.
That's true.
But would I do that for my fiance? Bet I would.
I expect Evan had better come get me. But anyway, thank you all so much for listening. And stay spooky, y'all.
Stay spooky.